I am not a wizard, but I play one every Tuesday night. To be nerdy about it, and trust me, there is no other way to approach this. I am a divine spellcaster, a lawful neutral 12th level cleric. In the world of Dungeons & Dragons, that makes me a pretty major badass. Dungeons & Dragons, D&D to the initiated, is a game played at a table, usually by around half a dozen participants. It's sold in stores and has specific rules, like Monopoly or Scrabble, but is otherwise radically different. D&D is a role-playing game, one where participants control characters in a world that exists largely in their collective imagination. Even if you've never played D&D, you've probably heard of it, and when I admitted I'm a player, your subconscious mind probably filed me under nerds, hopeless. Unless you happen to be one of us. Role-playing games don't have a great reputation. In movies and TV shows, D&D serves as a signal of outsider status. It's how you know a character's a hopeless geek. A rulebook and a bunch of weird-shaped dice is to nerds what a black hat is to the villain in a cowboy movie. Most people know D&D only as some strange thing the math club did in the corner of the high school cafeteria, or the hobby of the creepy goth kid down the street. Even worse, they have the vague sense it's deviant or satanic. Don't D&D players run around in the woods and worship demons or commit suicide when they lose a game? Admitting you play Dungeons & Dragons is only slightly less stigmatizing than confessing cruelty to animals or that you wet the bed. It is not to be done in polite company. To be fair, this prejudice has some root in reality. The game does tend to attract fans of fantasy literature, mythology, mathematics, and puzzles. In other words, nerds. They value the community they find among D&D players and strive to be welcoming to others. The game table becomes a place where outcasts can feel comfortable. It's admirable, but it does the hobby no favors in the PR department. I don't know if I played D&D because other kids my age thought I was a nerd, or if they thought I was a nerd because I played D&D. Causation and correlation tend to get confused when some hormone-addled 13-year-old bully is threatening to sew your ass to your elbow. What I do know is that I had it easy. I played D&D as much as I wanted and put up with only occasional teasing. Other kids were forbidden to play the game and ostracized when they did. By the time I reached college, I had become conflicted about my identity as a role-playing geek. Sure, the games were awesome, but I worried about ghettoizing myself in a world of dice and fantasy. I didn't know anyone at my new school, so my first week on campus, I went to two club meetings with hopes of making friends. One was the Science Fiction Forum, a sort of nerd fraternity where members watched videotaped episodes of The X-Files, played D&D, and argued about whether the Starship Enterprise could defeat an Imperial Star Destroyer in a dogfight. The other club was The Press, the school's alternative newspaper. It was full of self-styled revolutionaries who smoked clove cigarettes, drank Belgian beer, and thought they were Hunter S. Thompson. After a few weeks, I quit the forum and dedicated myself to The Press. From there, I began distancing myself from my nerd heritage. In the spring of my freshman year, the campus hosted an annual science fiction and gaming convention. I attended under the aegis of a reporter and pretended to look down my nose at the weirdos. When I realized some of the convention's dealers would pay good money for old hardback D&D rulebooks, I had my parents ship mine to me overnight and sold them for beer money. I wouldn't play again for more than a decade. I grew up, got a job as a reporter, put on a jacket and tie, and didn't think much about D&D. So did thousands of other gamers. Dungeons & Dragons faded as an object of nerd obsession, replaced by video games and the internet. But then something happened. Players started picking up the game again, and this time, they weren't hiding in their parents' basement. People who grew up playing Dungeons & Dragons remembered how much fun they had. Above all else, D&D is a social game, and for many players, it was the tool that helped them form friendships that have lasted a lifetime. That's why, after more than a decade clean, I picked up my dice bag and responded to a Craigslist ad seeking players for a new D&D campaign. I hope to justify the lost hours of my youth by approaching the game as a journalist and reporting on the phenomenon with the advantage of insider experience. I did witness the revival of the game, and met lots of normal people who played D&D the same way they might join a weekly poker game. But I didn't expect the game to change my life. I didn't expect making new friends, good ones, and coming to terms with the way I relate to other people. Returning to D&D forced me to redefine my self-image, re-examine my childhood, and change the way I look at the world. And after a while, I wasn't just a reporter writing about people who play Dungeons & Dragons. I was one of them. Now, I know magic.